This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Trump administration has made it official. The United States is out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. For now, anyway. Those of us who recognize the deal's benefits for farmers and ranchers, including $4.4 billion a year in added farm income, are hopeful that this amounts to just hitting the pause button to ensure that trade benefits all sectors of the economy as much as it has benefited agricultural producers. U.S. agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico have quadrupled since the North American Free Trade Agreement took effect. At least a third of what we produce on our farms and ranches goes to overseas markets. Our agricultural economy depends on growing trade and exports. However, trade deals need to work for all Americans. Many of us have family members with off-farm jobs affected by trade. Just like our non-farming friends, we want to live in vibrant communities. Also, ensuring that agreements create opportunities for more Americans helps agriculture by broadening the base of support for expanding trade. So if we need to take more time to get it right, let's get it right. But let's also make sure this pause is brief. The administration and Congress need to act quickly to map out a new path forward on trade. Otherwise, U.S. farmers and ranchers' competitors around the world will get an advantage as they continue to negotiate deals with each other. With TPP, the United States and Japan were the two big players. Japan ratified the deal about a week ago, just days before the U.S. withdrew. Now China has a perfect opening to come in and take our place, locking up lower tariffs and better terms than our exports will face. Farm Bureau looks forward to working with President Trump's nominees to serve as Agriculture Secretary and U.S. Trade Representative, Governor Sonny Perdue and Robert Lighthizer, and others in the new administration to ensure that the United States, U.S. agriculture in particular, benefits from growing markets and growing access to those markets around the world. Recent executive actions by President Donald Trump could open the door for Congress to consider immigration reform. Christy Boswell, Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained that Farm Bureau supports border security. She says the president's executive action directly focusing on border security is hopefully a start in the right direction to reform immigration policy. Iowa Farm Bureau Federation members are pleased that the Iowa Supreme Court is upholding a century of precedent and established Iowa law by rejecting those aspects of the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit against drainage districts in Sac, Calhoun, and Buena Vista counties, which were referred to the court. The lawsuit has done nothing to improve water quality and has impeded that conservation progress, said IFBF President Craig Hill. Iowa farmers are taking on the challenge of improving water quality, but the challenge is bigger than farmers. That's why farmers partnered, prior to the lawsuit, in key areas of the state to improve water quality. That work will and must continue. The best solution moving forward is to embrace collaborative efforts and practices designed and measured by ISU researchers, which will sustain the land and water for all Iowans. The ruling means Northwest Iowa drainage districts, farmers, and rural citizens will not be held liable for damages from rainfall and a number of other factors which can impact their naturally fertile land. Hill said, with 1 in 5 jobs directly tied to agriculture, rural Iowa has as much at stake with this lawsuit, which from the beginning had the potential to impact not just every farmer in Iowa, but agriculture throughout the United States. In an op-ed for Morning Consult, former Agriculture Secretaries Mike Johanns and Dan Glickman wrote that they know firsthand that the contributions made by farmers and agribusinesses of all sizes are rarely given the credit they are due. Johanns and Glickman said American farmers helped to drive the U.S. economy and create new opportunity in rural communities. Further, they contribute almost $1 trillion to U.S. gross domestic product each year and exported $129.7 billion worth of American-grown and made products in fiscal year 2016 alone. By 2050, a growing global population will need twice as much food as the world can produce today, which presents even more new opportunities for American farmers. With new opportunities come new challenges. Johans and Glickman see headwinds acting against the livelihoods and future global competitiveness of American farmers and the security of our national food supply, the unmanageable cost of innovation, and the need for a strong, focused, American-owned agriculture company. A select group of American Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers members who use CAT equipment on their farms and ranches will serve as Farm Bureau Member Benefit Ambassadors in the coming year. The Farm Bureau members will share their positive experiences using CAT brand products and services on social media. Ambassadors for 2017, the inaugural year of the program, are Miles and Sarah Kuschel of Minnesota and Jonathan Dinsmore of Arizona. Follow the hashtags #CatAgriculture and #FBPays on social media to learn more about farm and ranch life with the Kuschels and Dinsmores. Eligible Farm Bureau members get free shipping and up to 30% off Granger purchases. Be prepared for the next storm and save on supplies. Learn more at ilfb.org. AFBF is urging the Senate to act quickly on Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said, "Gorsuch has expressed an appreciation for the environment and is a conservationist, a philosophy shared by America's farmers and ranchers who serve as caretakers of our lands." If confirmed, Gorsuch will assume the seat last occupied by Justice Antonin Scalia. If you missed Case IH at the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention, you can still find this trusted partner at many 2017 industry events. Case IH offers eligible Farm Bureau members the opportunity to save $500 on new Case IH tractors and other equipment. Visit the ILFB website to get the details on the Case IH Farm Bureau discount. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-2018 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.